Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Okay, so I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm excited.
Toucher and Rich.
Hang on to your hat.
Because I got a take a coming.
On Boston's home for sports.
Take train.
Is that the take train? 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. No!
It's the Bagful Boys.
Does that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chat.
.85 the Sports Hub. We're touching Rich, the Bankroll Boys, Dan Lifshatz, and Joe Murray are brought to you by the Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels. Mobile sports betting is headed to Rhode Island before the fall, so wherever you go in the Ocean State, you can bet on sports. Visit sportsbetri.com.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
What's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
Did you guys just complete, from what I heard, the longest podcast yet?
Yeah, I'm still putting it together. It's long, man.
Can't stop, won't stop. It's that time of year, right?
Yeah, it's football season, baby.
Yeah, and Rich, I feel bad because I gave you two picks week zero. So I think we decided week zero no longer counts.
Does that mean my money has...
We could start over.
No, I'm not going to be a dick.
How often does a bookie do that? You know what? Let's just wipe it all out. No, let's start clean.
I know that there were some bets that, like the Colts total... was 9.5. We gave under on the podcast. So anybody who took it, some books are holding it, but some books return the bet because they know that they're not going to win 9.5 games this year.
Okay.
So it went from, I believe, 9.5 to 6.5.
7.5.
Seven and a half. Yeah. So they did return some of those bets.
Okay.
So we gave some season bets on the podcast. We'll get into the NFL because obviously tonight's a big night. But last week, I think between the both of us, I want to say that we went like 22 and I don't know. We made like 40 bets or so.
We made a lot of bets last week. Too many bets.
Yeah. So I went 16 and 7 and I made 25 bets last week.
Pick the wrong week to put my money in your hands.
Because college football is your guys' forte.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing we probably should say today is that a lot of favorites crushed. Big spreads. Clemson was a big spread last week. We actually had Louisville. They were 19-point underdogs. And Notre Dame only won by 18. So we had that. So in college football, that's the one thing. You know, if the number's really high, sometimes you have to go with it. And I know Dan is a stat on the NFL. So I know, like, last week was college. Now we're on to the NFL, and it's a completely different beast. And one thing that Dan mentioned last year was if there's a high spread and you like a team in the NFL, forget about the number.
Really?
If you like that team, take it.
Pick a winner. Yeah. Last year, 84% of the time, spread did not matter. You're just picking a winner.
Okay. So, like, I'm taking a look at this weekend. The biggest spread I see is, like, the Eagles versus Washington. That's a 10-point spread.
Right.
Just go ahead and pick the Eagles. Doesn't matter.
The way I look at it, the spread is basically what they say is the spread is dead. If you care about wanting to win, pick a winner. That's all you got to do.
All right. So let's first take a look at the Patriots game. And I have seen the – is it six? Is that what the spread's
five,
at?
Five and a half, six.
So okay. You can find it probably at both those spots. I don't know. I mean, we both have a strong feeling on this game. Yeah. And it's not a homer feeling because I'll tell you this. I picked against the Bruins in game 7 last year.
I remember that.
So I don't really like betting on my teams, but no, I'm just saying I go against my teams plenty. I'm on the Patriots for the fact that, first off, I think the Steelers are going to suck this year. I have them being an under 500 team. Everyone says addition by subtraction. No such thing in the NFL. In the NBA, with a 12-player locker room, sure, that can be a thing. In a 53-player man locker room, that's not a thing. Doesn't exist. So addition by subtraction is not a real thing in the NFL. You know, when you lose two prime playmakers, you get worse, not better. I don't care, you know, what position they are. Just you're going to get worse. The coach sucks. The quarterback sucks on the road. I don't know what else you want. The team never performs well in Foxborough. It's just this is and the Steelers, I'm telling you, are going to be a worse team this year. This has the makings of a potential blowout. I'm just saying. I honestly think the Patriots are going to win by 14, the 20 going away.
Yeah, so we both like the Patriots. Not a homer pick whatsoever, but I just don't see the improvement with the Steelers at all. I don't. What, James Conner? Does that? I mean, the Patriots can stop the run. If this game was in Pittsburgh, different story.
Agreed.
They lost last year, and everyone thought the Patriots were going to win that game. Josh Gordon had no effect whatsoever in that game. The one thing to consider, though, Rob Gronkowski's been an absolute beast playing the Steelers.
Yeah.
He's not in the game, but you know who's been awesome against? Demaryius Thomas. In four games, I believe he has four touchdowns, over 400 yards, playing against the Steelers. So that's one matchup to watch with the loss of Rob Gronkowski. But, to me, the Steelers, their safeties still suck. Joe Hayden's a good player, but I don't know how. There's just too many weapons for the Patriots this week, and not a homer pick whatsoever. I just think the Steelers just aren't that good this year.
All right, what about tonight? You got Green Bay and the Bears. Is that 3 points? Is that what they're getting?
Yeah,
right now?
So just a couple of things. One of the things we hit on hard on the Over Under 985 podcast, there's some stats regarding week one. Dogs in division games, underdogs in division games in week one are 50-36-2 against the spread. So this week, if you look at it, the Packers, Buffalo Bills, Giants, and Broncos, they all fall into that if you look at a divisional game. So, therefore, tonight, you have to lean the Packers in that situation. A lot of hypes on the Bears. I'm sure you guys know this. They're one of the top favorites in the NFC. Their defense is stacked. Chuck Pagano, your guy, yeah. He is their defensive coordinator this year. They lost Jordan Howard, their running back. Tariq Cohen is now going to be, you know, pretty much their bell cow. I like Green Bay, their new offense. People are already talking. You know, there's a scuffle between him and LaFleur. Nope. I like Green Bay in tonight's game. If I can get it at 3.5, I'm going to grab it.
Okay, because that's what I'm looking at right now. It looks like it is at 3.5.
All right, what's another team besides the Steelers that you think is overrated? Or is there a team that's underrated to keep an eye on?
What do you love, Dan?
Well, I told you guys this last year when we came in here, and I told you the Browns are going to upset the Steelers week one. They tied week one last year. The Browns are going to easily crush their win total this year. 9 is a joke. If it wasn't the Browns, we would be looking at that team and taking them seriously as a Super Bowl contender. But because of the fact that it's the label of the Cleveland Browns, we don't take them seriously enough. The fact is they have a lot of cocky guys in that room, but they play. They have talent. They play. The coach is, I'm not a huge fan of the coach, to be fair, but the fact is that he seems to have his guys on the right track, just more focused on winning and talking about how they're going to win, then worrying about all the other other stuff off the field, Antonio Brown.
So Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, and a rookie coach does not concern you?
Why? No. Baker Mayfield was really good last year. Why would he concern me?
Because you have when you have a diva receiver, a second-year quarterback that is got an ego on him, and a coach that you don't know if he can handle a locker room.
Good. I want my quarterback to have an ego.
Well, how do you feel about the Titans if you're on the other end of that? Like, that's the week one matchup. You feel good about the Titans?
No.
They lost their left tackle.
But what I'm saying is that for the season, is that Cleveland has a potential to blow up.
So did the Rams last year with Tlaib and Sue and all these guys on the defense. Mm-hmm. And everyone was talking about how they're going to eventually blow up and that locker room's going to blow up. Well, they got to the Super Bowl and they did pretty well. It's not the same, and I understand that, but the fact is that quarterback has an ego. Good. I want my quarterback to think that he's playing well. I want some confidence in that position.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone has to be Tom Brady, and I appreciate that Tom Brady is the best of all time, but not everyone has to go about that position the same way.
In Fred's defense, though, there are teams that are hyped up that normally don't. Jacksonville was very hyped last year, and they suck. So I think Chicago is that team this year. They still have a great defense, but the Browns on paper are absolutely loaded. And just if we're looking at week one, mm-hmm. who is it, Garrett?
Garrett.
Garrett is going to have a day. Like, Tyler Lewan isn't playing. I forget who the tackle is. The Browns defense should absolutely destroy Mariota and the Titans this week.
All right, so give me a game that I can get back into the black.
Okay, so I will tell this. The Stone Cold Lock of the Week is brought to you by the Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River in Tiverton Casino Hotel.
I am down. I need to get back in the black.
All
what
right,
do I do?
So a couple things just to get out of the way here. We mentioned the Dogs in division games are 50-36-2. Favorites of 7 or more are 18-27 in week one. So just those teams, the Giants, Baltimore, Seattle, and the Saints. So if you look at it, Saints are playing the Texans. You feel good about that one at -7?
Yeah.
How about Seattle -9 versus the Bengals?
Yeah.
Okay. Baltimore at Miami.
You know, I don't know about Baltimore. I don't know what Baltimore's going to be, but okay. It's Miami, and Miami sucks.
And then the Giants and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So, like, those are the big spreads this week. I don't feel good about any of those.
Houston's supposed to be good, though, right? How is Houston a 7-point underdog?
You don't feel good about the Giants, the Giants-Cowboys game?
I like the Cowboys.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
I like the Giants.
But see, that's right.
The Giants.
It can't be stone cold if you guys don't agree.
Oh, that's a good point.
I know.
The Giants constantly cover versus that team and almost won. They almost won.
Yeah, last year they won by 1 point.
Cowboys had to come.
Maybe I'm buying into the hype on the Dallas Cowboys, and maybe I'm kind of on the Ezekiel Elliott's back and everything's going to be okay train.
It's divisional matchups. They're just we kind of talked about this last year. Divisional matchups are totally different because the teams are so familiar with each other. It's a totally different type of game than it would
I'm
be.
I'm not hearing anything stone cold.
I need a stone cold lock.
So NFL, one game that just stands out, we both were kind of looking at it with a strange eye.
Doesn't have to be NFL.
I got tons of college. I got the degenerate special in Hawaii this week.
Okay, nice.
All right, let's go. Rich wants to win.
Give me an NFL lock.
No.
You want to get your money back.
This team's better be super obscure. Like, I want a degenerate special.
I want Korean soccer obscure.
Right. Don't give me like.
All of this. Joe will give you an NFL play. I'll give you a college play.
Oh, here you go.
Okay,
there you go.
Okay. All right. So this is a degenerate one for you, Rich.
Okay.
All right. We were talking about the MAC and who we'd be favored to win the MAC. I took Eastern Michigan at 10-1.
They almost lost their program.
I'm aware. That was a couple years ago. They actually were really good last year. They beat Purdue.
Okay.
They're on the come. They are up and coming, and they are a pretty good team. They're on the road versus Kentucky, who barely escaped last week and honestly probably should not have won their game. 15-point dogs at Kentucky. I'm taking Eastern Michigan to cover that 15.
Stone cold lock.
Kentucky really just didn't impress me at all last week. I know they covered, but the fact was they barely covered, and that team they lost a lot last year.
All right.
Multiple NFL
We gave 7 picks on the podcast, which will drop today, but I'll give you one NFL pick. In the last 15 years, who do you think is the most profitable quarterback in the NFL in week one?
Profitable.
And not Brady.
It's got to be 15 years. So it's got to be someone who's been around.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers?
No. And one more guess, and then I'll give you the answer.
I mean, if it's Matt Ryan?
No. So the least profitable quarterback in week one is Drew Brees.
Wow.
And the most profitable, and we'll lock this one up, Joe Flacco and the Denver Broncos against the Raiders is a pick-em.
That's a stone cold lock.
Joe Flacco.
Rich, where are you going?
I don't know. So you want me to put my money on Joe Flacco?
Oh, I dare you.
That's so bad crap.
Go ahead, let it ride on Joe Flacco.
Flacco.
See you on Monday.
You gotta go in Mac football. If you're not going Mac football.
I put money on Joe Flacco.
That's way more insane.
It's a pick 'em.
Okay. So
they just have to win.
Just straight up
Broncos over the Raiders.
And you know what? Because I root for the Raiders to lose because I want to see that implosion more than anything this year. All right. You know what I'm doing? I'm taking that and I'm twisting it and I'm locking it in. All
right. How much money are you going for?
Okay, so I'm 2 in the hole. Let's do 100 and hopefully that will get me back.
Okay, parlay
hell no, I'm not parlaying any of your stuff anymore.
You can parlay the two
can you stop doing that? Stop doing that.
Parlay for both?
What's a parlay everything?
Why can't you parlay both? Should I do the pro?
It's a waste of money. Don't do it. Just take one.
Lock it in. It's week two.
Lock it in, Rich.
It's week two, Rich.
I might need to do a double stone cold lock.
There you go.
That son bitch. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
The bankroll, boys, ladies and gentlemen. The over under 98.5 podcast.
100 gets you out of the hole. 260. 100 for 260.
Joe Flacco in Eastern Kentucky. What could go wrong?
Eastern Michigan.
Eastern Michigan. Sorry. They're playing John. Kentucky. I'm sorry.
All right. Dave Richards going to join us talk fantasy football. We'll be right back.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Okay, so I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm excited.
Toucher and Rich.
Hang on to your hat.
Because I got a take a coming.
On Boston's home for sports.
Take train. For the take train?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Does that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chef.
Oh! 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're touching Rich, the Bankroll Boys, Dan Lifschitz, and Joe Murray are brought to you by the Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels. Mobile sports betting is headed to Rhode Island before the fall, so wherever you go in the Ocean State, you can bet on sports. Visit sportsbetri.com.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
What's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
Did you guys just complete, from what I heard, the longest podcast yet?
Yeah, I'm still putting it together. It's long. It's long, man.
Can't stop, won't stop. It's that time of year, right?
Yeah, it's football season, baby.
Yeah, and now, Rich, I feel bad because I gave you two picks week zero. So I think we decided week zero no longer counts.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Dave Richard is a fantasy football guru. He's the senior fantasy writer for CBSSports.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Dave Richard, hello.
Oh, baby, it's week one. How long have we been waiting for this? Like 9 months, something like that? Cannot wait for the game to kick off tonight. And, of course, the Patriots on Sunday. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's just that now it's going to get crappy weather. The sun goes down at 4. People, see, you're over there in Florida where it doesn't matter. See, if you're up here, it's not the same. So,
well, I'm actually in Connecticut right now because we all evacuated Florida because of the storm, and now here I am in lovely Stamford, Connecticut. Why couldn't they move us just a little bit further north? I don't know why, but they couldn't. Florida is going to be the place to be in a couple of months. You guys should do a remote from Florida for a week. You know, Toucher and Rich live from Florida.
Oh, don't tease me. We might be doing that if they go to the Super Bowl.
Right. That's right. It's a good point.
Oh, yeah. We'll be able to hang out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dave. So we go into week one, and you look at the matchups. We just had the Bankroll Boys in who are degenerate gamblers. And they talk about divisional games and the familiarity between the teams. Does that matter in fantasy football?
Of course it matters because you know that the coaching staff pays extra attention to those types of matchups, and they're going to look for weaknesses. And that's what we look for, too. We're not like the coaches in that we're like brilliant football minds that are paid to beat other teams up. But we love football, and we want to try and find those matchups. So I'll give you an example. The Packers linebackers, especially on the inside, they're already banged up. They're without starter Oren Burks at linebacker. People don't care about defense in fantasy football. They care about offense. I've got to go and watch defenses. So one of the guys that I'm really excited about this week is David Montgomery. Now, it's a rookie running back. He hasn't played a game of pro football, a regular season game of pro football in his life. But the matchup that he's got tonight against the Packers looks good because the Packers are already on backups on the inside, and I think the Bears are going to attack that.
Going against the bankroll boys in that one. That's dangerous
business.
Well, I didn't
say that the – what did they say? They said that the Packers were going to win?
They like the Packers. You're,
okay,
you're,
well, I'm just saying I like David Montgomery. Okay. I didn't say
all
that.
All right,
like
let's not go crazy. All right, yeah, so exactly. Another team, Pittsburgh, there, a lot of people are questioning as a fantasy value with their skill positions, where do you think that they stand?
I don't actually like a lot of Steelers. You know, James Conner, of course, I'm going to go wild with him, and people are going to start him. People are going to start Juju Smith-Schuster, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is a tough week one for Juju because the Patriots know that he's going to be the number one guy. And the Patriots had a hard time containing him and Antonio Brown each time they played. Usually one of them went off for a pretty good game. But Roethlisberger's really been held in check of late against them. I believe he has one game in five career outings at Foxborough where he's had more than 21 fantasy points. So really doesn't have a lot of upside this week, and I think it's going to be a little bit harder for him to adjust to life without Antonio Brown, specifically because no one else in that passing game has really stepped up. And the matchup that I'm really curious to see is Patrick Chung versus Vance McDonald, and basically just see how the Patriots try and take away Vance McDonald, because I think that they're just not going to be able to focus on him in the red zone. I think their focus will be on Juju.
All right. Is there a quarterback that most people would have as their backup that you think should be moved to the starting spot this week?
I don't know how many people drafted Lamar Jackson to be their starting quarterback, but this week he should be. He's taking on a Dolphins defense that is brutal in the front seven. You want to talk about taking advantage of an opponent's weakness. The Dolphins' leading sack guy, the guy that has the most career sacks, is a guy named Charles Harris. He has three career sacks. Their pass rush is a huge liability. I don't know how they're going to beat the Patriots in week two. Somehow, some way, they're going to do it. But in week one against Baltimore, I'm serious, by the way, just one of those weird, quirky things.
Sure.
I think that the Ravens are just going to run right at the Dolphins' front seven. I think the Dolphins' cornerbacks are actually pretty good. So you're going to see a lot of Lamar Jackson running. And because that pass rush is going to be so slow to get to Lamar Jackson, I wouldn't be surprised if he has a deep bomb or two for a touchdown. He is a top six fantasy quarterback this week. I would start him ahead of Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan. I would start him ahead of Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, if he was your guy. Roethlisberger. Perfect example. I would start Lamar Jackson ahead of Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay, Ezekiel Elliott. Oh, my God, he's on the Jets. Le'Veon Bell, both have not participated in the preseason. I know Le'Veon Bell has practiced, but he's not been in a game. Does that affect their value when it comes to fantasy football week one?
None whatsoever. We've seen it time and time again where a running back won't participate in the preseason, and then they go out week one and they do just fine. And in the case of Le'Veon, we haven't seen him play football preseason or regular season in over a year. So you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. We've seen videos and photos of him from practice. We've heard reports from practice. He looks pretty good. I think that he's going to be just fine going up against Buffalo. It's going to be a tough matchup. Look for him to catch a lot of passes. Zeke, there's talk that they're going to try and limit him. Every time I hear a coach talk about limiting a player, I kind of shake my head. As if it's the fourth quarter and it's a close game and they're on offense and they go, well, wait a minute, Ezekiel Elliott had his 20 to 25 reps. We've got to get him out of the game. No, it's BS. It's not going to happen. Ezekiel Elliott, if he's playing well, you're going to see him get a full workload. That's what I expect. So if the Cowboys are starting Ezekiel Elliott, I'm starting Ezekiel Elliott in fantasy.
All right. Is there a stud wide receiver that you think should actually be put on the bench this week because he has a bad matchup?
There might be a couple of names that you know that I would try and not go with this week. Alshon Jeffrey, for example, is a name that you know. Somebody who maybe doesn't classify as a stud, but I don't love the matchup for him, partially because I don't think the Eagles are going to have to throw a ton against Washington. The Washington offense is so bad that the Eagles can actually just take it easy. And they have so many different new components to their passing game. You know, they got DeSean Jackson. They're bringing back Zach Ertz, but they've got a good running game now. Miles Sanders is there. Jordan Howard is there. They've got some serious options on offense. And I wonder if that waters down the targets for Alshon Jeffrey a little bit. Almost the same thing with Allen Robinson tonight against Green Bay. I suspect he'll be covered by J.R. Alexander. He's a good cornerback for the Packers. Going to make it hard for Allen Robinson. But here's probably the biggest name receiver that you're going to want to sit this week. T.Y. Hilton, who doesn't have Andrew Luck anymore. Everybody knows that he retired. And Jacoby Brissett's the quarterback. And you guys have seen Jacoby play before. He's good. He's not great. But the Chargers secondary is pretty good. Their pass rush is real good as well. And I have a hard time seeing T.Y. Hilton have a huge game this week. I'd really prefer to take a wait-and-see approach with just about every single player on the Colts.
All right. Well, there you go. Dave Richard, if you had to pick one guy to go off this week, who's it going to be?
If I had to pick one guy for week one to go off, and not an obvious guy, but I think everybody's going to start Chris Godwin anyway. I love the matchup for him against the 49ers. I think he could catch 10 passes in what should be a pretty high-scoring game between the Bucs and the 49ers. He is a top 12 fantasy receiver.
All right, Dave Richard, you can see him at CBSSports.com as he is up in Connecticut avoiding hurricanes and the like. Dave Richard, we appreciate it very much.
Appreciate you guys. Enjoy the start of the football season tonight.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it as the football season kicks off this evening.
Adam Schefter tweeted something this morning, and I guess that ESPN has a fantasy football league amongst the on-air personalities, and Schefter said, most intriguing pick from the 16-team ESPN War Room League Wednesday night in round 15 with the 225th overall selection, Teddy Bruschi takes Rob Gronkowski.
Wow.
So there you go, adding to the intrigue.
It's a lot of fun. 15th round. It's like when the Dodgers took Piazza as a flyer for his father.
That was like the 62nd round, if I remember right.
I thought it was even higher. Like,
I think that's it. It was a favor. Lasorda did it as a favor to Piazza's dad.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have this tracking app on my phone that tracks my son.
Oh.
Now that he's taken the MBTA. And I've become fascinated with it. Just seeing what's doing.
Can you see like what classroom he's in and stuff?
No. If we could, that'd be very funny. But these kids, you can play hooky. You have to leave your phone in the school.
If you saw a room he was in, you could just like text him at any point, like, "Hey, you dropping a deuce?"
That's right. If he's in the bathroom, you just keep calling.
That wouldn't be creepy at all.
You make the ringtone like an alarm, like wah.
Make your ring too like a fart noise. So when he's in there, everyone walking by thinks that he's just got like horrible gas.
Oh, man. Yeah, get him some chicks right away. Start off on the right foot. All right, we'll be right back. People are getting violent over fast food.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Sports Hub app.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich, and by now you know everyone loves chicken sandwiches. Whoever created this bonanza of chicken sandwich talk is a marketing genius, and I'm sure it came from the pits of corporate hell.
You know what? I think this kind of happened all because of these really sassy fast food Twitter accounts that are out there. So, I mean, have you seen this? Like, you know, Wendy's has got someone real sassy behind the keyboard. Yes. And they're all, like, serving the Arby's account.
Whoever lands Jack Hay is going to have the biggest Twitter account.
So it just was one of these things that I believe the origin of it all was Popeye's tweeted out a photo of their new chicken sandwich and said, like, brioche plus pickle plus chicken equals the greatest chicken sandwich. And then to that, Chick-fil-A, like, retweeted something saying, you know, ours was original, ours is the best. And then there became this, like, sassy Twitter war.
Whoever is running those Twitter accounts deserves a big pat in the back.
Well, whoever it is, I don't know, because if you're Wendy's or you're the other ones, you send a bunch of people to Popeyes, it sounds like. It just made people want to go to Popeyes.
I don't know. Everyone's got chicken sandwich fever. That's all I know.
I mean, listen, some of them are delicious. And by the way, we are just, I've never been in a city that just wants you to eat less fast food than Boston.
Well, in Newton, they don't allow it, basically. Like, there's a McDonald's, and that's it.
Yeah, there's, because, I mean, as I said, that Taco Bell downtown has been, like, opening for a year. It hasn't opened. I love Chick-fil-A. There's no Chick-fil-A to be found anywhere. You have to go to Dedham, yep. I think, to get the nearest Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
So, I mean, and Popeyes, I think there's one at Fenway. That's right. The famous chicken and beer place was the Popeyes right next to Fenway.
I had Popeyes for the first time in my life about 2 weeks ago.
It's excellent. I love their chicken. It's very good. It's better cold than hot.
Then I had Bojangles when I was in Tennessee.
Bojangles.
Whoa.
Which has always been a nickname for testicles.
But Bojangles in Tennessee, they have to put the calorie count. Oh. And so then you're like, oh, geez.
Yeah, please. You know what? Just break the law. Don't put the calories up there. I don't want to see it. Yes. I don't want to know. But since then, Popeyes has run out of chicken. Like, they've run out of chicken sandwiches for the next month. As a matter of fact, they posted something to their social media and said all of the chicken that they had purchased for these chicken sandwiches have already been sold all the way through September. So they're not going to have them for a while unless they can conjure up some sort of weird magic.
You would think that it was just all one big mush of crap. That, like, I mean, like, what do you need to buy? It's like innards. Like, I don't understand how it's so hard to
find. Why can't
you
take, like, the breast, like, just tear parts off of a drumstick and fry it?
Or just take all the guts out and mash it into something.
Sure. I mean, why does it have to be the actual chicken filet? Just get pieces of the rest of the chicken and just jam it in there.
Right.
There have been people selling chicken sandwiches. There was, I forget what rapper it was, who bought about 16 of them and was selling them out of his trunk for, he said, for $1,000 a piece. But legitimately, there have been people who waited in line, and when they ran out, were trying to sell it for like $40 a sandwich.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want stranger food.
Sure, why not? I don't know if it's been tainted.
Yeah, just give it to me.
But then things went next level at a certain Popeyes in Texas. I think it's Texas.
Hey, look, county jail's chicken sandwich is way worse than this, so don't do this kind of thing. We've told you about how popular the Popeye's chicken sandwich is. A sign here on the door says it all. Be right back. They don't have any chicken sandwiches. But you know what? Apparently, one group went inside the store asking for the sandwich. They were told no. The customer became so angry, he actually pulled out a gun. Police say there were 5 adults who came in. They also had a baby with them.
This guy is just puking all over again. But, when someone says they don't have something and you pull a gun, it makes it magically appear.
Oh, here it is. There you go.
Like, I work at Popeyes. I really care, like, so much. Like, I won't give you the sandwich.
Right,
I'm making minimum wage. Right. Like, I care about anything that's going on here. That's right. I'm holding them back for other people. Like, I don't want you to just leave.
Have you ever been on the other side, customer service-wise, of, like, not a phenomenon, but, like, a rush of people?
Like just like a random rush or like a rush for something specific?
Before tickets were sold online, I worked at a music store that sold tickets. And anytime there was any huge show, like there was this one show where Pearl Jam announced only like 90 minutes before the concert that tickets were going to go on sale. Oh. And we had a line of, it might have been 300 people outside to get in. And when it sold out in 45 seconds, we had people actual throwing CDs in the store. Like they were so pissed. So, these poor Popeyes employees, they had guns being drawn on you.
I just think it's funny that, like, you think of someone at Popeyes is, like, holding something back. All they're doing is looking at a clock and wanting it to be time to leave.
Right.
They walked into the store around 9 o'clock last night to order chicken sandwiches. No big deal, right? Well, the thing is, the manager explained they don't have any chicken sandwiches. They were all sold out. Then things got way, way out of hand. One of the guys had a gun. He wasn't taking no for an answer. Police say he turned violent and pulled that gun.
One of the males became enraged, pulled a pistol, demanded the chicken sandwich. The manager repeated they were out. The several suspects then fled the location.
So look, the suspects drove off in a blue SUV. They didn't have any sandwiches. The guy who pulled the gun.
So if I'm looking for them and they have sandwiches, then I know it's not the right people.
Right.
Yeah, but now we have the license plate, but more importantly, They have no sandwiches.
So you can't have like a double heist.
Right.
Like you can't, like, you know, it's like the bank robber gets his stuff stolen after he ends up robbing the bank.
Right. You can't. This is
honor amongst chicken thieves.
Right. They cannot be taken for their chicken.
So look, the suspects drove off in a blue SUV. They didn't have any sandwiches. The guy who pulled the gun, however, does have something coming his way. Police say he could be charged with aggravated assault because he pulled that weapon.
Wow, thanks for asking the police.
Imagine if that's the reason you went to jail. Like, do you instantly get your ass kicked?
No, I think that you have access to a lot of drugs, I would imagine.
That's a good point. You're very popular.
Yeah, no one who's not under the influence of drugs is pulling a gun out of a Popeye's employee.
You're probably
demanding
right.
Chicken sandwiches.
But this is not the first time that Popeye's has run out of chicken. As a matter of fact, famously this was maybe 10 years ago, there was a news report that came out where Popeye's was running a deal on their chicken, and all chaos just ensued.
Fast food chain Popeye's became a victim of its own advertising today. So many customers lined up for a big special. Some locations, including one in Penfield and the city, ran out of chicken. Tonight, customers were clucking their disapproval. Customers at the drive-thru heard this recorded message.
Sorry for the inconvenience, but we have all out of chicken and we are closed for the rest of the day. Thank you and have a blessed day.
One woman yelled back at the machine.
People have kids and they trying to feed for this.
Oh, well, then how will you feed them?
That's right.
I don't know how.
Oh, my God.
It's Ethiopia all over again.
Pardon me while I drive past this McDonald's, Little Caesars, Taco Bell, Arby's.
Right. I just like the idea of yelling. It's like yelling at the TV. It's not going to rain. Stop it.
You're yelling at a recording, ma'am.
And by the way, I think your kids have a little bit more issues than not getting the chicken. When your mom's yelling at a fast food box.
When yelled back at the machine.
People have kids and they're trying to feed for the special. And you mean to tell me that we can't feed our kids? Because
that's what you cannot feed your kids. No.
I'm sorry.
No, Popeyes is saying, ma'am, I understand. Now I know you have kids. All this chicken is for you. Since you have kids.
Because y'all didn't order enough chicken. Y'all knew y'all was having this special almost 2 months ago. And that's wrong.
But no one was listening. The Popeyes on Lake Avenue was closed by dinner time.
Are you kidding me?
I think that's bad because I'm sure hungry.
No chicken.
No chicken? They just had a chicken.
I said I'm calling a customer.
No, the species known as chickens. It's disappeared from the planet.
Or they just out of chicken. Well, there's no chicken at all.
Ever.
No. Just, Thanos just snapped his fingers.
They've all been wiped out.
I said, I'm calling the customer service now to see where there's another Popeye's at.
They always run out of...
Show them.
Run out of food, sides, whether if it's mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, they always run out of something.
It's very disappointing. I wanted some chicken today.
Other locations ran out of chicken, too. The $4.99 special, too good to pass up.
I just left Penfield Popeyes. They were out of chicken there, so I ran through the city to this one, and they're out, too. This is ridiculous.
Do you know how much money in gas just spent?
It's just at what point... I'm always fascinated by fast food deals. Like, at what point is it not worth your time?
Yeah, right.
Like, all right, I didn't get the deal. Now I'm going to spend all day running around trying to get a deal.
I'm always astounded at how cheap Papa John's pizzas can be. I'll see like ads on TV to be like, two large meat lovers pizzas for $7. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like there aren't other good deals around if you truly have to feed your family.
Right.
I mean, I understand not everyone can spend a ton of money on dinner, but I mean, listen, there's a fast food type of level of spending you're going to be doing.
Right. You're not breaking the bank.
Right.
I just left Penfield Popeyes. They were out of chicken there, so I ran through the city to this one, and they're out, too. This is ridiculous.
They should have had a stockpile of chicken for this day.
Oh. They should have had a tractor tail out back with extra chicken on ice, you know?
Just have it sitting there in buckets.
Yep.
Ice chicken. Ice chicken for everyone.
Guys, we're having a big sale. Let's just get a bunch of semis out here and don't worry about salmonella. Call out a bunch of semis. People are going to get pretty upset. Or with the president of Popeye's sitting there going, ah! Why didn't we get semis? This woman has got it all figured out.
Customers felt duped.
I'm never coming back now. I'm serious. I'm done.
I bet you $1 trillion.
I was just going to say, see you tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm never coming back now. I'm serious. I'm done.
But they got to get their stuff together. You know, they put their advertisements on and then they don't show up for it.
I'm more disappointed than angry. You know, we've been looking forward.
That's like when your dad comes
in. The stage
in.
Is in grief.
That's right. I'm just more disappointed than angry.
I've gone through the anger phase.
That guy's probably an accountant somewhere. I'm so disappointed.
No, I'm guessing that he's not nearly an accountant, John. All he's doing is counting his pennies to try to get these deals.
I'm more disappointed than angry. You know, we've been looking forward to this day.
They advertise it on national TV. How you gonna run out of chicken?
Been looking forward to this day. We've had it circled on the calendar for at least 3 months.
This is chicken day.
I mean, but unfortunately, they're going to all find out that all the chickens are gone.
No chicken.
No chicken? They just had a chicken.
That might be my favorite line of the whole thing.
Yeah, there's no chickens. Julian Edelman is on YouTube.
They should have a tractor trailer out back with extra chicken on ice, you know?
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Nitrane overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Tucker Nuts on 95, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Tucker and Rich. Be listening this morning at 8:50 for your chance to score. A pair of tickets to see Tool coming to the TD Garden November 14th. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through all Ticketmaster outlets in the TD Garden box office. That's coming up at 8:50.
I have spent about 4 days now with that album, and it is excellent. I did not like the single when it came out. I thought it was just kind of boring and predictable, and I haven't listened to the song actually since then. But the rest of the album, oh my God. And they're all like 13, 15-minute long songs, which usually I thought I would hate. The only thing that pisses me off is if I'm driving somewhere and I get to the place before the song's over. But it is excellent. Borderline masterpiece. It's something that it's been 13 years in the making, and it gets better with every listen.
I don't understand long songs.
You know what? To be honest, I'm not a huge fan either until I listen to this album and I don't mind it. Like, I mean, they have this one song that the album ends with called Tempest that is just metal for 15 minutes.
Everything should be the length of Smoke on the Water. If it's not, then that's the perfect song.
Smoke on the Water.
Yeah, especially when you go into Guitar Center.
Fire in the Sky.
Fire in the Sky. Richie Blackmore's into black magic.
There was a blacklist whenever at the music store I used to go to that of songs you could not play while trying out a guitar. Smoke on the Water, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Enter Sandman, and I forget what else was on it. But those were like the three big ones.
But Smoke on the Water is so easy to play.
Anyone can play that. Yeah.
All right. It's very rare in this day and age. My kids watch YouTube, and like their stars are these YouTube guys. And YouTube is the most annoying thing in the world. And I'm not just being an old man. Like, one of the things was, I won't let them watch that Logan Paul or whatever the hell his name is. The piece of crap. But there's like this one guy, and what they were doing is that they were buying a car in singles. And like, that's not A, funny. B, you're not doing anything, like, dangerous. Like, Jackass was perfect. Like, the guys, like they were funny, and they did crazy crap.
Well, Jackass was great because they did stunts, but they took it to the next level in absurdity. Like, whenever they would do, like, the thing where they were sat on the teeter-totter with the bulls running at them,
right.
They dressed as, like, cowboys while they were doing
it. And you, like, felt like they were friends, and they were, like, kind of cool, and they played cool music during it. This is just, like, crap. Like, just, these guys are awful.
Dude Perfect?
Dude Perfect is, like, ugh.
Yep.
That's like the Christian guys that like rip the phone book in half.
Oh, yeah. Did I ever tell you we had those guys come to our school?
No.
Oh, we had the Christian bodybuilders.
They just like are like, yeah.
Dude, you have to understand the high school that I went to. Like,
I can't believe you went to a public school that allowed that crap.
Oh, Fred.
Can you imagine just being like a Jewish kid there?
There was
just wouldn't feel left out.
Fred. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
it'd be a meeting.
Hard pressed to
people.
Find a Jewish kid within about 100 miles of where I went to high school. I mean,
it'd be an alarm that goes off.
I think they pulled into town.
Instead of a metal detector, it'd be, you know,
yarmulke detector.
Just play Hava Nagila.
Yeah, that's right.
I just cannot. Like,
one of them's here
because I grew up in such a Jewish area, and I'm married to a Jewish woman. Like I can't imagine just being a Jew and like sitting there and going like, what's going on? Like, why are you doing this?
So they would take us out of class for two periods to go to the big gym that we had, and they would have all these religious singers about how great God was, which, okay, whatever. You could say it's harmless. You've got somebody talking about singing about God, whatever. Sure. However, when it goes next level is when you have a pastor come on stage and say, if you would like to be saved today, then please come up to the stage.
Jesus.
In which, like, 90% of the school did, and they would take you backstage, and they would sit you down and try to save you. And I remember one time, because all my friends were getting up, I'm like, okay, well, I'll do this. So I went up walking up to the stage, and they brought, like groups of 20 into each one of these rooms, and like, it was packed back there. And this person would sit down and say, thank you for choosing the Lord as your Savior today. We would like to, you know, take the next step. And I said, well, I'm Catholic. And they're like, well... and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this because I'm kind of already confirmed. What does this mean? Am I like denying that I'm a Catholic? And he just got all confused. And that was the end of it. But that's, dude, great. Can you imagine? That was a public school. It's a public school.
How's that going to help you on your SATs?
Well,
like,
I mean,
teach math.
This is the same school that got me out of school for two straight days to sod the new soccer field.
It would be cooler if they just had a magician. You're going to come up here and I'll lay hands on you. And then at least magicians make stuff like disappear. But like, yeah, the bodybuilders that tear the...
Those guys were awesome because...
Because I would love that.
There was literally nothing to do with God. It would just be like these guys who came out there. They had, you know, it was the total like early 90s like spaghetti strap
like
workout
Zubas.
Stuff. Yeah, they looked like Jose Canseco, and they would go up there and they'd be like, yeah, now this guy's going to crush 350 pounds of the thing. And he would push up and he'd go, he did that for Christ!
Yeah, if my kids came home and said that there was like a God thing going on, like a Jesus thing going on, and it was the dudes that ripped the books, I'd be like, all right, that's cool.
I'd be like, all right, well, let me know next time so I can actually go.
At least they had a comedy act up there.
it was awesome.
All right, so speaking of YouTube while we wait for Ted Johnson, Julian Edelman is trying. He just wants to be famous so, so badly. No commercials here, just ahead.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.